Good afternoon, friends. This is Stephen White, conductor on the music staff of the Metropolitan Opera. Welcome to this week's Met Preview on WVTF Music. There is no opera that presents more avenues for consideration than Mozart's final masterpiece, Die Zauberflöte, The Magic Flute. It can be viewed as an engaging fairy tale, a treatise on 18th century Enlightenment philosophy, an encoded document of Masonic symbolism, and the preeminent example of the German Singspiel, a kind of music theater piece, complete with dialogue and lowbrow vaudeville-esque trickery. Well, it would be very easy to get bogged down with all of that, but why don't we just go straight to the music? Our hero, Tamino, has been charged with rescuing Pamina, the daughter of the Queen of the Night. Seeing her portrait for the first time, he feels a profound new emotion, and Mozart's music tells us all we need to know about the quality of this young man's heart and character. Here's Fritz Wunderlich singing, "Dies Bildnis ist bezaubernd schön." The Magic Flute boasts a very large cast, 19 parts in all, not counting the chorus. But as he always does, Mozart gives each character his or her own unique identifiable qualities. Papageno, the strange bird-catching fellow, is just a regular guy despite his irregularities. When he first appears, he tells us what he's all about with a straightforward folksy song. "I'm a cheerful bird-catcher known throughout the land. I'm good at catching, and I'm good at blowing my pipes, and that's why I'm always cheery." Here's Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau.
Der Vogelfänger bin ich ja, stets lustig, heisa, hopsasa. Ich Vogelfänger bin bekannt, alt und jung im ganzen Land. Weiß mit dem Locken umzugehen und mich aufs Pfeife zu verstehen. Drum kann ich froh und lustig sein, denn alle Vögel sind ja mein.
Of course, as in any good fairy tale, you've got to have some bad guys. Here's Monostatos, who's holding Pamina captive and threatening her with torture. With Mozart's distinct characterization, it's easy for us to tell the difference between the evil of this disgusting simpleton and the goodness of the noble princess. Papageno and Pamina stumble across each other and immediately become friends. He tells her not only that Tamino loves her, but that he himself is lonely and searching for a companion of his own. Listen as Evelyn Lear joins Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau, singing with benign simplicity one of the central philosophical points of the opera, that humankind are meant to love. Love sweetens every sorrow and brings us closer to God.
Thank you.
This is the weekly Met Preview on WVTF Music. I'm Stephen White. So isn't there supposed to be a flute in the Magic Flute? Well, I'm glad you asked. Yes, Tamino has been given a magic flute, and with it he tries to find his beloved Pamina, whom he has yet to meet. And while this magic flute doesn't seem to be calibrated to pull off that particular miracle, it does manage to entrance all the creatures of the forest, who dance in benign circles around him. Everyone in our story has been led to believe that the much-feared Zarathustra is some kind of monstrous despot. But when we finally encounter him, we recognize that we've been led astray. Mozart's music tells us that Zarathustra is, in fact, the embodiment of nobility, restraint, enlightenment, and justice. Here is Franz Kraas singing O Isis und Isiris. And now we realize something about the Queen of the Night. It is she who is the evil despot, not Zarathustra. Could Mozart make this any clearer? Here is Roberta Peters with the ultimate manifestation of soprano hysteria. Emanuel Schikaneder is the gentleman who wrote the libretto for The Magic Flute, and it was for his own theater that the opera was commissioned. Furthermore, Schikaneder himself sang and played the role of Papageno for the first performances in 1791. So is it any wonder, then, that of all the characters in the opera, Papageno is the one that gets the most laughs? Here's yet another example of Papageno's one-track mind, ein Mädchen oder Weibchen. A girl or a little wife is Papageno's only desire. Oh, a sweet little dove like that would be bliss for me.
Ein Mädchen oder Weibchen wünscht Papageno sich. Oh, so ein sanftes Täubchen der Seligkeit für mich. Wär Seligkeit für mich. Wär Seligkeit für mich. Dann schmeckte mir Trinken und Essen, dann könnte ich mit Fürsten mich messen. Es liebe als Weiser mich freuen und wie im Elysium sein. Und dann könnte ich mit Fürsten mich messen. Des Lebens als Weiser mich freuen und wie im Elysium sein. Im Elysium sein. Im Elysium sein.
The opera ends with important lessons learned by everyone, mysteries explained, and justice administered. But nobody's happiness is quite as endearing to the audience as Papageno's joy in the fulfillment of his dreams. Papagena appears, and together they make their plans for eternal bliss and an unending stream of little Papagenos and Papagenas. Ah, there is just too much magic in the Magic Flute to touch on all of it today. But tomorrow at 1 p.m., right here on WVTF Music, you can experience it for yourself in a special abbreviated English language version live from the Metropolitan Opera. Nathan Gunn is Papageno, Charles Castronovo is Tamino, Hanna Elisabeth Müller is our Pamina, Catherine Lueck, our Queen of the Night, and Tobias Kehrer sings Zarastro. Evan Rochester conducts. I look forward to spending some time with you next Friday as we explore Vincenzo Bellini's great bel canto masterpiece, Norma. I'm Stephen White, reminding you that Virginia is for lovers of great opera.
Stephen White made his debut with the Metropolitan Opera in 2010 and has conducted a number of Met performances. He also continues a long-standing relationship with Opera Roanoke as principal guest conductor and will conduct two performances of La Bohème in Roanoke in April 2018.